World Sport from the BBC with Mimi Shatlada. First to the English Premier League, where Arsenal need a win at Bolton later today to keep their faint title hopes alive. Arsenal are 9 points behind the leaders Manchester United and 3 adrift of second place Chelsea, but with a game in hand. The Gunners have dropped crucial points in recent games, but manager Arsene Wenger remains convinced that the title isn't out of reach.
I have no doubt at all, but we have a good basis because we are consistent. As you know, we have played 16 games without losing. What I feel most important for us is to keep the belief and to win. I'm convinced we win our 5 games, we'll win the championship, but the target is to win. We'll win the championship, but the target is to win the next one. Let's focus and try to give absolutely everything to win the next one.
As for Bolton, they're 8th in the table and they go into the match on the back of last Sunday's 5-0 drubbing by Stoke in the FA Cup semi-final. Their manager, Owen Coyle, says his side have the pedigree to give their fans something to cheer.
We've been magnificent at Reebok and we've all played a part in that, the players, the staff, the fans, and that's what we have to do again. We have to get there, get together and go and give it our best shot, as I said, because you know, we're playing against an elite team and anything other than that, you know, you've been through a difficult day, but we have to make sure, and we've shown before that we can be, and that's why I believe it's a very good game for us to have to play.
In Scotland, the Old Firm derby is underway at Ibrox, a match which could have a real bearing on the SPL title race. The leaders Rangers are hosting Glasgow rivals Celtic, who are a point below, but with a game in hand, so there's all to play for. With around 25 minutes remaining, it's currently 0-0. In basketball, in the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma needs just one more win over the Denver Nuggets to progress to the second round. The Thunder won Game 3 of the best-of-seven series in Denver, 97-94. In Memphis, the Grizzlies held off San Antonio, winning 91-88 to take a 2-1 series lead over the Western Conference top seeds. The Indiana Pacers have avoided a 4-0 whitewash in the playoffs, beating the Chicago Bulls 89-84 in Indianapolis in Game 4. And in Portland, the Trailblazers leveled their series with the Dallas Mavericks at 2-2. They wiped out a 23-point deficit to win 84-82. Some golf news, and Lee Westwood celebrated his 38th birthday with a comfortable 3-stroke win at the Indonesian Masters to keep alive his hopes of regaining the world number one spot from Martin Kaymer. Westwood will top the rankings if Luke Donald fails to win the Heritage Tournament in South Carolina. Donald leads by a shot going into the final round. And in tennis, the world number one Rafael Nadal bids for a 6th Barcelona Open title today when he plays fellow Spaniard David Ferrer in the final. Don't forget, Lee James will be here with Sports World at 15 hours GMT, including commentary of Bolton versus Arsenal.